The latest nursing news and information brought to you by the Johnson & Johnson Campaign for Nursing's Future. This is Nursing Notes Live. Nursing Notes Live is an audio extension of the national award-winning monthly e-newsletter, Nursing Notes, which offers the latest industry news, trends, and updates in nursing. You can subscribe to the e-newsletter at www.discovernursing.com. Each month's Nursing Notes issue is accompanied by a few select episodes of Nursing Notes Live, which expands on the content and provides you greater insights into the topics presented in the e-newsletter. You can listen to previous episodes and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. I'm your host, Jamie Davis. On Nursing Notes Live this month, we focus on the importance of cultural competency in nursing care. In this episode of the Nursing Notes Live podcast, I sit down with our get-to-know nurse, Regina Wasaki, a school nurse and an alumna of the Johnson & Johnson School Health Leadership Program. I talk with Regina about cultural awareness in nursing and also shared questions from current nursing students as part of our Ask a Nurse portion of the podcast. Hi, Regina, and welcome to Nursing Notes Live. It's great to have you here on the show with us today.
Hi, thank you. It's good to be here.
So I always ask our nurses, as a first question to kind of lead things off, to tell everybody a little bit about why you wanted to become a nurse. What was it that drove you to choose this as your career?
I didn't start out originally wanting to be a nurse. I had gone to college with not really a specific major in mind and kind of drifted around in a couple different things. I thought about being a physician. I was interested in social work. I was interested in art history. So I kind of changed my major multiple times and then finally settled on nursing. And my mom's a nurse, so I think that probably might have influenced my decision a little bit. I think initially I didn't want to be a nurse just because I thought I wanted to do something different, than what my mom had done. But once I finally made the decision to go to nursing school, it took a couple years. I knew I wanted to go to a bachelor's program. I wanted to go to a university program and get my bachelor's degree. But I hadn't really had the most stellar academic career before then, so I had to retake some classes, kind of get my GPA up, and then I finally got accepted into two nursing programs. One was at UTMB in Galveston, where I ended up going, and then I also got accepted into UT program in San Antonio. So at the last minute, I kind of had to decide and see which school I wanted to go to, but ultimately I chose Galveston.
Now, tell us a little bit about the progression of your career from where you started in nursing and what led you to getting into school nursing.
Sure. When I first got out of school, there was a big group of us friends that had all been in school together. We all went down to South Texas. We were recruited to work at a hospital down there. And I actually originally wanted to be an OR nurse because I had taken an elective in nursing school, and I thought the operating room looked like a really interesting place to work. And so I interviewed for a position in the OR, but I didn't get the job. And so instead, they offered me a position in the ICU, which was a small ICU. It was more like a combination of maybe a cardiac care unit and an ICU. And initially I was hesitant because I wasn't sure, that I wanted to work in the ICU right out of school, but I ended up taking the job and really liked it. I liked ICU a lot more than I thought I would. So we stayed there for a little bit, and then I got married, and my husband, we went to nursing school together. We had traveled down to South Texas together, but we got married and we ended up in the Houston area. We had friends who worked at the Texas Medical Center, and so I got a job in the shock trauma ICU, which I loved. I mean, I really, really enjoyed that. I learned so much, and it was a great experience, as far as seeing all the different types of, patients. And stuff like that. So I did that for a couple of years, and then kind of scaled back a little bit when I had my children. Worked part time. I did some agency work, and then a friend of mine who I had gone to nursing school with, she got into legal nurse consulting, and so I worked for a company for several years in the Houston area that did legal nurse consulting. We read medical records and prepared reports for attorneys, you know, that they would use when working on their cases. And really enjoyed that. I learned a lot about, you know, a different part of nursing that I didn't even know existed. And during that job, I actually worked as the company trainer. So I would train the new nurses and other employees on in the different computer systems that we use to view the medical records and prepare reports. So through all that, I found out that I really liked teaching and I really liked the technology side of it. So as far as school nursing, I just kind of, you know, after many years of working in legal nurse consulting, I was ready to do something different. I thought about going back to school for a master's degree, but I wasn't really sure, you know, what I wanted to do. I didn't particularly, you know, want to be a practitioner. I had a lot of friends who have gone that route, but, you know, I just wasn't quite sure. So I decided just to kind of make a pretty, I wouldn't say drastic, but a pretty big career change. And I had some friends who were school nurses, and they encouraged me to apply to a school district that was close to mine. And so I made that switch in, I think that was about 2009. So I've been at the current school district I'm at. This is my fifth year here. After 1 year in one school district, I moved to the school district where my children go. So And it's been great. I never would have thought that I would become a school nurse. I really didn't know what school nurses did, you know, until my children, you know, became school age. I started talking with the nurse a lot at their campus too, and so that also influenced my decision because she had great things to say about, you know, what a great job a school nurse, you know, had, and the hours were great, and you had a lot of autonomy. Even though you were busy, she still had great things to say about it. So that kind of influenced my decision as well.
And I see in 2013, you were actually a member of the Johnson & Johnson School Health Leadership Program. That's a great, great accomplishment. I'm offering you belated congratulations, I guess. So that's great.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yes. That is something that my supervisor in health services here in my district, she knew about the program, and we had been kind of talking about applying for a little while. And so we did, and we had a group. There were six of us from our school district that went. And I mean, it was a fantastic experience. We got to spend a week at the Johnson & Johnson headquarters in New Brunswick, New Jersey. And it's put on by J&J and Rutgers University. So it was great. We got to spend a week there learning leadership skills and presentation skills and, you know, how to kind of, you know, look outside the four walls of your clinic and be a real advocate for your students in the community. So it was a great experience. I really enjoyed it.
You know, I know that a lot through my own interaction with school nurses, with my own kids, that school nurses really are really almost the lead public health nurses for a whole segment of our population. And you influence so many lives. Would you like to talk a little bit about that?
Sure. Yeah. You know, that is true. That I didn't really think of myself as a public health nurse when I started school nursing. You know, I you don't realize, like you said, how many people you influence, because I came to realize after a year or two of being a school nurse that you don't just work with the students, you work with their families as well. So, you know, and depending on what type of campus you work in, you know, some school nurses may be the only medical care, the only healthcare provider that they might see. So I think we have a big responsibility. It's a little overwhelming sometimes when you think about it, but also I think we do have the opportunity to really influence students and the staff as well. You know, I found, as you know, being a school nurse, that, you know, not only the students and the parents come to me, but also the staff members on the campus, you know, for questions or concerns. And so, you know, I can help people find resources that maybe they didn't even know existed. You know, we can often, you know, put parents in contact with other parents, you know, on our campus who have students with similar conditions, you know, so they can be a network and support for each other. So we are kind of the hidden public health nurses, I think, because I think a lot of people don't realize, you know, that there are students in schools nowadays that didn't go to school 20, 30 years ago. So we deal with a wide variety of health issues and conditions.
Yeah, I know the nurse in our high school is dealing with things like feeding tubes and students with major disabilities that require some pretty serious oversight while they're at the school and under their care. And it seems like it's that makes it all the more challenging for a nurse. It's something different all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's very true. I mean, every day is different. And, you know, that was a little different for me at first when I started as a school nurse. Because, you know, even in the ICU, when I worked in the hospital, you know, you pretty much knew what you were getting. You had a history on your patient. You knew what their illness or their injury was. And so, you know, you had certain procedures and things that you would do with those patients, you know, but here at my school, you know, I don't know if it's going to be a busy day or if it's going to be a quiet day. You know, you don't know if students with certain conditions are going to need you more than they might. And I think my experience as an ICU nurse has been very helpful to me because, you know, you do, here on my campus, you know, I'm the only nurse. I'm in an elementary campus. Our high school campuses are much larger, so some of them have two and three nurses on campus. But here, it's just myself and my clinic assistant. So, you know, I'm the only medical person here. So that was a little strange for me at first, being the only person in a facility with, you know, medical experience. I was used to being in the hospital with other nurses and physicians and all kinds of, you know, healthcare workers. And then even as a legal nurse consultant, I had lots of nurses, you know, there with me. So you definitely have to be able to work autonomously and, you know, like an ICU nurse, think fast on your feet, be prepared. You know, then you have to be able to deal with, you're working in a school environment. So that's very different from any sort of environment I've worked in as a nurse before.
We see a lot of things changing in our culture with health and individuals, but, you know, the student population, they're the future of our communities. What's one of the biggest challenges you see right now facing the health of youth in your schools? And what are some of the things that school nurses are doing to help with that?
I think that I would say probably one of the biggest challenges is that people don't see healthcare in a prevention light. I think a lot of people still like to be reactive to, now I'm sick, I need to go to the doctor. So, you know, we work really hard in our schools to encourage prevention and, you know, regular checkups and we like to focus more on a wellness model, I guess, than a sickness model. I think a lot of people just think, oh, well, you just go to the school nurse, you know, if you need a Band-Aid or if you fall down and get hurt or something like that. But we really try to focus more on, you know, ways to keep people healthy. So I know on my campus we have health fairs where we have different, you know, vendors come in and, you know, talk about healthy eating or, you know, fitness. You know, our parent-teacher organization is wonderful on my campus, and they're very involved. They help us with the health fair. Last year we participated in the National Walk to School Day, so we had pretty much the whole campus. I have about 630 students, but we live in a neighborhood that surrounds the school, and we have good sidewalks and, you know, good access to the school, so everybody walked to school on one day. So we try to look for things that can help people think about wellness and health before they get sick to kind of, you know, keep them healthy. And we also do something here on my campus called the Bubble Patrol. Since I'm in elementary school, we can make it kind of fun. So during flu season, my clinic assistant and I will go around in the hallways, kind of peek into we have long hallways where the sinks are to wash their hands. And so we see who is washing their hands correctly, you know, who's doing a good job. We give them little stickers that say, you know, I got caught by the Bubble Patrol washing my hands. And then we have some little prizes, you know, at the end of the week. Another thing we do is during the health fair that we have every year, I have the fifth graders team up into teams and they make posters about, you know, interest topics that they're interested in that are health related. So we had posters last year on healthy eating, you know, say no to drugs, sunscreen, all kinds of different things, food allergy awareness, because we have several students on the campus, with different sorts of food allergies. So we look for ways to kind of get people thinking about prevention and wellness.
I love that bubble patrol thing. That's such a great idea. And I can only imagine how excited the kids get when they get recognized for something as simple as washing their hands.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot of fun. In fact, the first year we did it, the teachers said to me, okay, we have to take a little bit more time in the bathroom because nobody wants to go back to class because they're waiting for the bubble patrol to come and give them a sticker. So yeah, it's a lot of fun. So,
We always get some questions from student nurses that I like to throw into these interviews because we're trying to help them find their way to their career. And one of the things that I find a good question to ask is, what do you know now that you wish you knew when you first started as a nurse?
Oh, goodness. What do I know now? I think that I thought when I got out of school with my bachelor's degree and started working as a nurse that I would know everything I needed to know to work. And that's definitely not the case. I mean, at any type of job I've had as a nurse, there's a learning curve at the beginning. I thought, especially when I came to school nursing, I thought, oh, I used to work in the ICU. How hard can it be to work in a school clinic? But it's just a different... It's a different type of nursing. So, I had to learn, you just have to kind of be open to the idea that you're always going to learn no matter what kind of nursing position you have. I wasn't sure if I would ever go on and advance my education further, but I actually am in a master's program now. So I think it's important to remember that you're a lifelong learner as a nurse. I mean, there's always something new to learn. There's always new medications, new procedures. I've taken care of students here at my campus with conditions I had never even heard of until I became a school nurse. So I think you have to be open to that whole concept of constantly learning. I think you're never finished with school, but I enjoy school. I mean, even though it's busy and it's time consuming and it's kind of hard to juggle, all of that and my family and working too, I think it's important that we advance our education.
What was the best piece of nursing advice you received from another nurse over the course of your career?
Oh, goodness. Let's see. I got very good advice from my mom right before I went to nursing school, and she's been a nurse for a long time, and she told me two things that I always tried to remember. She said, when you're in school and even when you start your job, she said, just, be a sponge and learn everything that you can, And she also said, never ask anybody to do something that you wouldn't do yourself. So I think that's very important as a nurse. You work in a team, whether it's in a hospital with other nurses and healthcare attendants and physicians and students, or here at my clinic where I have a clinic assistant, but we also have parents and teachers. I think you need to be willing to be part of a team and don't ask somebody to do something that you either haven't done or you wouldn't be willing to do yourself.
This month on the one of my other shows here for Nursing Notes Live, we have a panel discussion on cultural competency and cultural awareness in nursing. And I'm wondering, with a school population, you must have an incredibly diverse opportunities to interact with diverse cultures and populations of people. How does that affect you, how have you changed your outlook on cultural awareness as a nurse since you've been in the school setting?
I think I've had to realize that, not everybody comes from the same background that I do. There are all kinds of different socioeconomic situations that maybe I wasn't aware of or had never been exposed to before working as a school nurse. So I think I've learned that I should never assume just because somebody comes from a certain area or a certain culture that they live a certain way, because I think everybody always has their own unique situation. And I've learned to just ask people if I don't understand something, about someone's culture or their background that I just need to ask, because people usually, for the most part, are happy that you ask and they want to talk to you about their situation. And I think they enjoy sharing, you know, the differences, you know, in the way that they live with others. So I've learned to just, you know, keep an open mind and never assume anything, because, you know, what they say when you assume, it's usually wrong. So it's been a real eye-opener in that situation.
Make sure you check out the entire August 2014 issue of Nursing Notes, where we look at cultural awareness in nursing. You can read the entire issue online at www.discovernursing.com. And don't miss the other Nursing Notes Live episode this month, where I chat with two nurse educators who are teaching the next generation of nurses about cultural awareness. Margarita Trevino is a clinical assistant professor at the University of Texas at Arlington College of Nursing. She's also the director of the Center for Hispanic Studies in Nursing and Health. Julie Mattingly is an assistant professor of nursing at Methodist College in Peoria, Illinois. She's also working on a capstone DNP project on reversing preschool obesity in an American Indian Head Start program. You'll find this and the other episodes of Nursing Notes Live in the podcast area on iTunes. Nursing Notes Live is produced for the Johnson & Johnson Campaign for Nursing's Future by Medicast Productions. All rights reserved.